Welcome to the 5 Seconds of Fame podcast. My name is Trevor Reddick, and as always, I'm joined by a man who is stuffed from all of the leftovers he ate for dinner, and his name is Brandon Siegel. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing quite well, and I did have leftovers for dinner and for Big Brother today. We got an amazing alliance called the Leftovers, and I was super hyped about it. Trevor, I actually had an intro prepared for you. Would you like to hear my intro? Because I haven't told you yet.
Yeah, sure. What was it going to be?
So, well, before I say this intro, of course, I got to welcome in the third member of this podcast, the third co-host, Ben O'Brien. Ben, how are you? Before I give my little intro.
Doesn't matter how I'm feeling. I want to hear your intro.
So my intro is going to be a man who is not going to see the invitation because they wasted 4 minutes of our lives showing us that garbage is me. Because I would never go watch that movie because they took away from more Big Brother from us.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
I wasn't paying attention at all. I was actually setting up my podcast equipment as that was happening.
Yeah, whatever they were promoting it went right over my head. So that was a waste of money on that movie or whatever.
100%. What is CBS doing? We go commercial, then a paid ad.
Yeah.
Then another commercial. We had 7 or 8 straight minutes of commercial when so much happened this week. We could have watched more about what was going on in Big Brother, but instead I got to see about The Invitation, Sony's newest movie.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. No, everyone, don't go see The Invitation. Okay, if you're listening to this, don't go see The Invitation. It pisses me off now.
Well, they gotta pay the bills, Brandon. Leave them alone.
They gotta pay the bills.
You
gotta keep the lights on in that Big Brother house. Those things are on a lot.
They gotta send their kids to college and keep the lights on. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I guess Griner's gonna make her money some way, and I guess here it is.
Well, you gotta have some good with the bad, and I think we got a lot of good this week. I mean, especially right after Sunday's episode was over, that's when we got all the good. Right after we had our podcast, all of the good came because what a week this was. I mean, Brandon, how do we start this? Like, this week was incredible. Like, the first couple weeks of the season, I was like, it's not going great. You know, there's some nastiness, a lot of people being mean. The gameplay's not that great. Seems like the players all aren't very smart. But this week, I mean, it just changed everything. I mean, the game completely, it's flipped upside down, which is nuts.
Yeah, look, the first 2 weeks were bad. Yeah, we're just going to be honest here. The first 2 weeks weren't good. Pooch was a boring player that no one liked. Got him out. We didn't even get an eviction the first week. There was just a ton of craziness that week. It's kind of been a little bit of a dumpster fire this first 2 weeks. But man, did we ramp it up this week, all right? And Trevor, we talked about this. When we saw Turner win HOH on Friday, as you guys know, we do a little spoiler action here, okay? When we saw Turner win HOH, I was so upset. I was like, ugh. We're going to have a boring week. They're just going to try to get out Taylor. And that's what it started as.
Yeah.
But then the wheels started to turn a little bit, Trevor. The wheels just, you know, tick, tick, tick. They turned a little bit. And we ended up getting an amazing last couple days that ended with this blind side of Amira.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And that's kind of a good transition here. Because when we were talking on the podcast.
Take my alley-oop.
Yeah, I'm gonna slam it. Slam the alley-oop. You know, when we were talking on Monday, we talked about how, okay, Turner, he nominates Michael and Brittany. The plan is in motion to likely backdoor Taylor. And if for whatever reason Michael and Brittany stayed on the block, they would just take out Brittany. So it was like the primary target here is Taylor. She's the most likely person to go home as of what we saw on Sunday night's episode. And then if that doesn't happen, then it's Brittany. Now, how did this all change, right? So like, because it's a big change, and I would imagine that people listening, you know, that maybe aren't as aware of the live feeds probably are like, well, what happened? Like, how did this like massive thing change? And obviously we saw, you know, the major points on the episode, but that's definitely a lot of what we're going to talk about, especially right now. So, you know, we had the noms, this happened, this plan was in motion. But I think the biggest thing that I first want to mention is, you know, we've seen these clips. Alyssa, she's very interested in Kyle. I think she's already kind of in love with him, to be honest. I mean, it's almost getting to the point where she's like a little possessive. There have been little clips where Alyssa's like getting jealous. I think Michael at one point went and talked to Taylor just about like whatever, the game or something. And Alyssa got like a little jealous. She was like, oh, what are you talking to Taylor about? I heard your comment about how like, oh, you're Miss USA and stuff like that. And you could see Kyle like not knowing how to deal with it. And he was like, oh, I'm just talking game. And that was really funny because, you know, this also kind of escalated to the point where Alyssa, and again, she was already leaking information, but I think right around the same time is when she told Kyle about the Old School Alliance, which we mentioned our last episode. They haven't talked about it on the show at all, but this Old School Alliance that contained, you know, Amira, Nicole, Daniel, Alyssa, Jasmine, and mm-hmm. Terrence, which was a big part of this, in addition to the Girls Alliance here, this plan. And this is what Kyle took, this single piece of information, right back to Monty, told Monty, hey, this is going on. And they got really concerned about Amira. They started worrying about her, you know, and Michael was kind of told about this information. And this is how this all kind of started. That's how, you know, we saw the pound forming in yesterday's episode. We saw them all in the HOH room, Joseph, Turner, Monty, Kyle, and I don't think Michael's in the pound. But anyway, they were all talking about, you know, the Girls Alliance, how that formed, and how they were very worried about the girls banding together, taking them out. It became pretty clear that there was a Girls Alliance. And in addition, there was now this Old School Alliance. So two alliances that are forming now, and they looked at that and they said, okay, well, who is the ringleader of that? And, you know, Amira, she's very active. She's, you know, she's smart, not smart enough as a Big Brother player, but she is very smart and she's very active. So I think they definitely saw her as the ringleader. And that's kind of what got the ball rolling here for this Amira plan. And it really, I mean, Kyle was very instrumental in this, I think, first and foremost. I think I would argue Kyle is probably the number one person I would give the most credit for this plan. But then also, I mean, Joseph constantly was doing a lot of stuff. You know, he was, you know, talking to Taylor, forming a relationship. He did a lot. Monty was very involved. Michael was involved. And then Turner himself, he was involved, you know. He sat back a little bit more, but he was involved as well. So it's very interesting how this all changed. And Ben, I want to get your perspective on this, you know, watching the show yesterday and then today, on how this all changed to this plan that we kind of saw, you know, kind of build up into ultimately Amira being evicted. I mean, what did you kind of think about how this massive change happened?
Dude, it was awesome. I loved it. And like, I guess it was yesterday, Wednesday's episode, but you could kind of see like they started hinting at like, there might be this opposition to this all girls, whatever alliance that has been formed. It's kind of been like a vocal, not a vocal, but like a main point of this season. And as that meeting, you know, occurred, and Kyle's over there preaching about why he's doing this and why he believes in this. And it was so cool. And like, I was from the very beginning, I was so for it, because it is, I mean, Big Brother's great, and there's many reasons why it's great. But one of the biggest reasons why it's great is when you have kind of like these two different groups of people. And I feel like recently in the last couple of years, we've struggled with that because we've had one big group of people and really no one else. So because you have this opposition to what was currently kind of, you know, leading the house, now there's an opposition to it, and they're bringing in the girl that has kind of been the subject of all the, I guess, focus on gameplay and all the targeting has been on Taylor. So the fact that they're forming this group, this anti, you know, Girls Alliance group, and they're bringing in the biggest enemy of that group. It, like I told you guys the other day, like, it's like they're the Avengers. Like, they're like coming to save the day. They're swooping up Taylor. They're saving Taylor's game, and they're ready to fight the bad guys, in this case, the bad girls, right? So it's just super interesting. And like, again, this season was lame for the first couple weeks, which is so funny because, like, I remember after like the first two episodes, I was like, I love this cast. And then I got humbled real quick because I was like, they all kind of suck. But now, it's picking up steam. And again, because there's this opposition, we saw this power for a couple weeks. And now you have these other people that are like, no, we're not going to put up with that. And that's what makes Big Brother fun. When you have people that are just cool with kind of being on the outside of this major alliance, there's no fun. There's no opposition. The fact that we see this vote tonight with Amira, and this opposition and this vote and this massive HOH competition coming, like, that's what Big Brother is, and that's why it's so fun, and that's what's entertaining about it. And this group of all guys again, and then Taylor and whoever it is, Brittany, like, that really, I do feel like, saved the season. And obviously it hurt Amira, but it was a huge move, the biggest move we've seen this year, obviously. And I couldn't be happier with it. Just the way it was formed, the way it happened, the reason why they did it, I loved every second of it. I will continue to pull for this alliance because I like the people in it, and I like the reason why they're doing it, and I like the fact that they're going at these girls that thought that they were controlling everything for the first couple weeks. So I'm all for it. I love it. I will continue to like it. It really has made this week and this season so far watchable, and I love every second of it.
Yeah, and there's so many different routes I can go with this because there's so much we could talk about. Obviously, we don't want to have a 2-hour podcast, but where I'll go next, and I'll ask you about this, Brandon, is so the way the timeline kind of worked is Friday night, the Pound formed, which was just the guys talking about this, and they were just discussing the possibility of doing this. You know, you saw them all talk about, like, I think Kyle was like, what if we put up Amir and Terrence, and then Turner starts laughing and like their minds are blown. That was like the first like mention of it. That was Friday night. And then Saturday morning, before the veto draw, we got the big confrontation, which we saw on Wednesday's episode, Brandon, where, you know, Nicole goes into the diary room. It's clear that there's something wrong. We don't know exactly what. The show seemed to kind of frame it, in my opinion, like she was crying about the fact that, like, she doesn't want to throw the veto because she's such a competitor. That's not really what she was crying about. And there's a lot of speculation. Again, we don't know exactly what happened in the diary room. But I kind of think that some of it had to do with the way she was talking about Taylor, to be honest. You know, I mean, we saw this fight, but the past 2 weeks, the whole season, people have been ostracizing Taylor, making mean comments about her. It's been going on. And then ultimately we get this instance, and this leads to the kind of the peak of this nastiness that we see here, where Nicole gets upset, and then you see, well, I guess here, I should go here first. All of the house guests, you could see them visibly concerned because they think, oh, is this something about, like, Nicole's mom? Which I don't even know exactly what is going on with her mom. Who knows? But they were concerned about Nicole regardless. They thought it had to do with something other than the game. And, you know, you even saw, like, Taylor, like, asking Monty to pray and stuff like that. They were all very concerned. Meanwhile, Nicole and Daniel are in the other room just talking about how they're upset that they might be cast as villains, about how America might not like them when they get off the show. They didn't show all this on the episode, but this was the kind of stuff they were talking about on feeds. We saw it. And then for that to be happening, like, on the split screen was very wild. And then Taylor comes in, tries to comfort Nicole, and somehow Nicole and Daniel think this is, like, her trying to get her to quit the game, because there's this whole wild narrative that Taylor somehow, like, made Paloma quit the game, which I have no idea how this even came to be a thing. But anyway, Brandon, what were your thoughts on how this kind of developed and the confrontation we saw?
Yeah, so it was very interesting from start to finish. We didn't see as much that actually happened. And Trevor, you know that. You know, there was a lot more in terms of Nicole and Daniel blowing up, but it's super interesting to see people's perception of Taylor, someone who's just, like, a genuinely wholesome person, very, very sweet, who's, like, actually concerning. And I feel like this is what we saw on the show is a definition of what's happening to Taylor in this house. She says something that she actually means, like, that is supposed to be nice. It is taken wrong, and then someone lies about her to the entire house, and then people think differently about Taylor. And this has been, like, a constant thing. It happened with Paloma, and now it happened with Nicole and Daniel. And, like, I just feel so bad for Taylor, and that's why I think, like, seeing this Leftovers alliance, like, and Taylor getting a really great edit was so refreshing, especially as, like, a lot of the more recent years of Big Brother, there's been a lot of this, you know, questionable behavior throughout the show, where this season we've seen questionable behavior and people actually addressed it. You know, you saw Turner's speech and their alliance come together and be like, this is the right thing to do. And on top of it being the right thing to do morally, it's the right thing to do game-wise. The guys, all of them, big credit to all of them, getting out probably their biggest target was Amira. That is someone who actually was threatening to the guys' alliance. Amira was in a lot of different alliances. She was in post-pack. Was she in old school, Trevor?
Yeah, she was in old school. Yeah.
Yeah, she was in post-pack. She was in old school. She was in the girls' alliance. We had her. I mean, I personally had her tied for the highest rating last week. And Ben had it as her second highest rating. Trevor, you had it as your second highest rating. So I think it's important, or third highest, excuse me. Let's not understate that Amira was a very good player in this game. Ben, you took her first overall, and I think for a very good reason. sadly, power fell into the wrong hands, and all the wrong hands for her, and all the right people made this happen, and they rallied together for a cause, and they're all behind it, too. Like, that's the crazy thing, is, like, normally alliances are made, and, like, someone's got a little side thing over here, and a little side thing over here. This Leftovers alliance, they seem dedicated, those seven, for at least right now. And this all turned out to be just, like, a really good time, and we ended up having a great week because of it.
Yeah, and I think, like, for the casual viewers of this show, they finally got to see, like, Daniel and Nicole's true colors. I think before this, yes, people didn't fully realize what was happening. And yeah, then,
which we've known this for, what, like a week and a half now?
Known about what? Known about the...
Just about Nicole and Daniel being horrible.
The specific fight, or you mean just previous?
No. Just them being horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's been happening since... Well, I mean, they weren't doing it the first week. It was more Paloma, no. Pooch, you know, Jasmine.
Yes.
But then eventually they got involved. I mean, initially, Nicole was actually friends with Taylor. They, you know... but then it definitely elevated to her, I don't know, joining in, I guess. But yeah, so this was the culmination. We saw it. People got to saw kind of their true colors. They obviously don't seem like good people, at least definitely not in this house, at the very least. So that happens later that... So then we get the veto, right? Which the veto, not a ton to talk about. Michael and Brittany win it. This is Michael's third veto. Some may say that this is a Mickey Mouse veto for Michael, but nevertheless...
I'm saying that. I'm absolutely saying that.
Ben and I literally had this discussion today on the phone.
Yeah, it is. That doesn't count as a real win. Look, he didn't have any competition. The only competition you had, they were throwing it. Like, come on.
Here's how I think about it. I think this is the best way to think about it. He has the veto medal. So at the end of the day, he did win it. But, essentially, I mean, it wasn't rigged, of course, but, like, essentially, they were competing against themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, one team quite literally didn't compete, and the other team actively tried to not compete.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was kind of the easiest win you could possibly have.
For sure. There's two things with that, real quick. Two things with that. One, how will that affect Michael's legacy? Mickey Mouse championship? I don't know. Second, how is this going to affect LeBron James's legacy? Because I do think that that is a question that needs to be asked when we're talking about Mickey Mouse championship.
You know, but now LeBron has super,
one. Now Michael has one. Maybe they're more common than we think. Maybe we should change LeBron's legacy because of these Mickey Mouse championships that are now being handed out, not only on the basketball court, but also in the Big Brother house.
I think this is really important, and this should not be understated. We should take actually a 30-minute detour and talk about LeBron's legacy. What do you think, Trevor?
Yeah, maybe on another podcast. I don't know about this one.
Maybe a different podcast.
Maybe on Sunday, that's what we'll talk about. Anyway, so we have the veto. Michael and Brittany do win it. And then after the veto is when we get the Leftovers actually forming. So they stayed up for a while. I think they stayed up like all night trying to get everyone in the same room, which in the Big Brother house, we see this a lot. Like, it's very difficult to get all of the people in an alliance in the same room at the same time. It's very difficult. And I think that they were up for a while. So eventually they did. Taylor came up after a few hours, and then they all formed it. And I mean, this was just, obviously, this was amazing. This was the highlight of the week. In my opinion, seeing the Leftovers form, seeing like the excitement, they were all hyped up. You could see Kyle getting excited, Joseph, you know, so excited. And then, you know, them kind of like, you know, Kyle basically giving the pitch to Taylor and the rest of them as well. And it just all came together, and it sounded great. It was something that like they all were a part of. You know, this wasn't an alliance where, you know, oh, Paloma's going in the storage room. Hey, Michael, do you want to be our sixth for our alliance? No, they were all a part of it at the same time. And it was great. And that's obviously smart. That's just key for Big Brother strategy. You don't want anyone in your alliance knowing that they're at the bottom. So even if, you know, you're in Kyle's position and you trust Brittany the least and she is in the at the bottom at your line, in your mind, you don't want her to know that. So obviously in Big Brother strategy, you want to do it this way. This is definitely the best way to form an alliance. So I like it. And I think it's definitely the most concrete and strongest alliance we've seen, because it's as strong as the post-pack alliance was, which it wasn't that strong. This one feels relatively strong, at least for the moment. It does. So we'll see how that changes, but it feels pretty strong. Now we get to the... go ahead.
Trevor, one quick thing to add on that, because I think this is important. You look at the Leftovers alliance, one thing you just talked about is people at the bottom not knowing they're at the bottom. That's very important, no matter what the alliance is. this alliance did it kind of perfectly. In my opinion, the two people that are at the bottom, really three. No, probably two. Two people at the bottom are Brittany and Taylor. Would you disagree? It's probably Brittany and Taylor.
Well, so I think another thing we could talk about, and we'll see how this goes throughout the weeks, but I think there's kind of like two separate sides. Like Michael, Brittany, and Taylor have actually talked about like forming a three-person alliance, which I could get to that, but they've talked about forming something. Taylor and Brittany were talking a couple days ago. Like Taylor was basically implying to Brittany, I want to take you to Final Two. And I think you know who I want to be the third, which was Michael. So there are a lot of conversations going on. Monty and Joseph are actually tight. And Kyle kind of has things with... Kyle obviously has something with Monty and Joseph, but Kyle's also very close with Michael and pretty close with Brittany here. I think... And this gets in the ratings, but I think Kyle is best positioned in this alliance, I would say.
Yes, for sure. But my original point I was going to say, and I think you'd agree with this, those two are probably towards the bottom of the alliance. And I don't think they really know. I think they're just happy to be a part of this majority alliance. And it kind of, the way that they structured it with like Joseph and Kyle and Monty, the way that they talked was so inclusive and it kind of made everyone feel super homey. They did just such a good job with this alliance. Like it cannot be understated how well it was formed.
Yeah, and that's something that Brittany and Michael had a conversation, even talked about this specific thing. Like we feel included. We feel like we're being included at the time when the alliance was formed because Michael obviously recognized very quickly that he wasn't with the initial alliance when Paloma brought him in. So yeah, it's very interesting. We're gonna see how it goes, but it seems like a pretty solid alliance. So you know, we kind of get to the veto ceremony now. We see what happened here as Amira and Terrence were put up. Obviously, a lot of shock. You know, a lot of people. I mean, pretty much everyone was blind. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people were blindsided. And then, you know, there were a lot of things that happened, a lot of chaotic things that happened after the veto. I can't talk about everything, so I'm gonna try to like hit on the major points here. One of the things that I think was very interesting is that very quickly, the leftovers, even before the veto ceremony happened, they were already trying to plan, okay, when this veto ceremony goes down, how are we gonna react? How are we going to act if people question us? How are we going to respond to this? How are we going to play this off? And that's another smart thing that they did. They did the same thing as it came to the eviction. You know, we could talk about that. But they really did a good job. And honestly, a lot of the conversation after the veto, none of it really fell onto people in this alliance. If anything, people were talking about Daniel maybe being guilty. People were talking about, oh, maybe Indy is the reason this happened.
Indy's the mastermind. Yeah.
Maybe
for sure.
Maybe it's Indy because you know, I have no idea even why they would say Indy. It makes no sense. But the Daniel thing, they did mention because actually Turner leaked right before the ceremony to Daniel that he was not putting up Taylor. He didn't say specifically that he was gonna put up Amira, but he did tell Daniel something, and then that's when they shut the feeds down and went to the ceremony. But that did happen, and that led to some uncertainty because Daniel told Jasmine that Turner kind of let him know right before the ceremony, and Jasmine got very sketched out by this and started telling people, hey, I think Daniel might be in with Turner. I think Daniel might be guilty here. This narrative, although it didn't fully take off, I think it's something that got in people's minds. And you even heard Amira talking to Julie. When Julie asked Amira, who do you think was behind this? The first two people she said was Daniel and Nicole. That's how much in the dark these people were for the whole week. And I thought it was very interesting just how in the dark they were. And obviously we get the eviction. Amira, she's voted out 7-4. We get another blindside there. Not quite what I was hoping for, but nevertheless was a blindside. So Brandon, what were your thoughts on kind of how the eviction episode played out with that blindside?
I love the blindside. This episode was, I was expecting a little bit more, and Trevor, we texted about that. We said we were both expecting just a little bit more. Nevertheless, it capped off a fabulous week of twists and turns I did not expect at all. And it sucks. I wish Amira was a little more like emotional. She like very clearly, like, it was definitely a blindside, but she very clearly, like, held it in
super
well.
She acted like she wasn't in shock, yeah.
Yeah, she acted like she wasn't surprised when, like, I mean, we know she was quite surprised And, you know, I don't want to credit him too much, Trevor, because I know you don't like him. Spoiler King said that she didn't even pack. So, she was so confident she wasn't leaving, she didn't pack. So, if that is true, then, I mean, she really was, you know, she got, if that was the case. Yeah. So we say goodbye to Amira. Personally, I like Amira. I think she was quite good at the game. Ben, I feel terrible for you. You're now down to no, two players. Don't. 3 weeks.
You do not feel terrible for me.
Because I do feel terrible.
Well, you shouldn't, because if that was you in this position, I'd be laughing at you. So, honestly, I mean, I deserve it. My team sucks.
Hey, your team is rough. And again, anyone who's listening right now, you can go in the description of this podcast. We have a whole sheet laid out of all of our ratings from every single week, their averages, our drafts. Please go take a look at that so you guys can, you know, see what we're talking about in terms of averages and stuff. It's a good sheet. I put it together myself. I took a lot of time on it. Please go look at it. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Trevor, back to you.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a really good blindside. But, Ben, I also wanted to hear your thoughts. Just, you know, watching the episode, I really wanted to get some of your thoughts while you were watching the episode. And as the eviction was happening.
So, again, like, we saw this forming yesterday. So going in tonight, like, my hope was, yeah, like, a massive blindside. And we, again, like you guys said, like, we got a blindside. It wasn't huge. I mean, Amira portrayed it as not being huge. I wanted, like, fireworks. I wanted screaming. Like, we all want that. I mean, I don't think Amira's not like that. She's not going to do that. But I was excited going in, and I think it delivered for the most part. Like, I'm very happy with the episode. Again, like, we haven't seen a lot of blindsides really in the last couple of years on Big Brother. Like, it just doesn't happen very often. People are very much like, they feel bad. They want to let the person know. They don't want to blindside them. And that's no fun for literally anyone other than the people in the house. For everyone else watching, it's fun. So I was excited for that. Again, like, a split vote. We didn't get a whole lot of those last year at all because the alliance last year was so dominant that people would do whatever they wanted. So it was nice to see a split vote here. Now, this is my thought process going forward. Like, I want to make it very clear that obviously, like, we all are on the same page. We're all in favor of this leftover alliance. We think it's really cool and we like the people in it. But I want to make it clear, that does not mean that I want them to just steam through this game. That's boring. I want the opposition to have some sort of power. Like, I think it'd be really interesting if a Jasmine or somebody like that, Nalissa even maybe, somebody like that won the HOH, because I do think if this leftover alliance is going to have no opposition, they're going to roll through the game, then we already saw that. We saw it last year. I don't want to see that again. So I do hope that these girls that are just blindsided right now and they have no idea what's going on and everyone's acting like they didn't know what happened, but clearly at least seven people know what's going on. I want these girls to hopefully band together and form some sort of opposition for this leftover alliance, because otherwise we're going to see them steamroll through the game, and nobody wants to see that. Big Brother is the best when there's shots being thrown back and forth. The leftovers have thrown really the first big shot of this season, and I really hope that this other, the bad guys, right, the other side can have some sort of fight moving forward.
Yeah, and
I completely agree about Alyssa. I hope she wins HOH.
That'd be interesting, because right, I'd love to see how Kyle implements his point of view and how he tries to. I'd love to see Kyle maybe like manipulate HOH without Alyssa knowing. I think that'd be really cool to see. Obviously, great game plan. I think he's capable of doing it.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. A Jasmine, as much as I hate her, a Jasmine or Alyssa win would shake this house up so much that it would be very, very entertaining. I hope this alliance lasts. I really, really do. I like them a lot. We gotta have some opposition. We have to, Ben.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think another thing that you could add on to that, because I agree, obviously I don't want to see a steamroll either, but I do think Amira was certainly, like, her leaving, I could very much see the others falling apart because Amira connected a lot of them together. I mean, Amira, you look at Alyssa, who was Alyssa's number one ally? It was Amira. You look at Jasmine, who was Jasmine's number one ally? I think it was probably Amira. And then you have Daniel and Nicole. Who connected Daniel and Nicole to Alyssa and Jasmine? Amira did. So it's like, I don't know if Jasmine and Alyssa are going to work with Daniel and Nicole. If anything, because the way I think the leftovers played this, and I think they played it pretty well, I could very well see like Jasmine being the most angry at Daniel and Nicole, because she might think that they were two of the votes.
Yeah.
Now, there's seven votes, which it's difficult. Like, there's seven votes, so obviously Alyssa and you know, they're going to be skeptical. They're going to be like, there's probably, Kyle's probably going to be questioned, like, hey, were you one of these votes? You know, what happened here and stuff like that. And they're going to have to deal with that. And that's going to be really interesting to see on Sunday's episode, how that plays out. Cause, I'm sure we're going to get a segment about, you know, them going, maybe Alyssa questioning Kyle or Jasmine questioning Monty, whatever, and how they handle that situation. It's going to be very interesting to see. Yeah. But I think they've set themselves up pretty well with how they played out this week and how they kind of prepared for this eviction. I think they're going to probably be all right. And I definitely don't think anyone's going to figure out the alliance, that's for sure. So I think they're in a good position here, but we'll just have to see. So that was the eviction. Amira is out 7-4. Truly a great HOH for Turner after what was a pretty horrible start. He really was able to round it into shape. Obviously, a lot of help and convincing from, you know, Kyle, Monty, Joseph, and the rest of the alliance. But nevertheless, Turner gets it done and helps his game. And that's kind of get us into the ratings here, unless either of you guys have anything else you wanted to add.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
All right. So we're on week three now. We were at week 2.5. Now we're at week three. We had no week two. So, you know, I guess it is what it is. But anyway.
Hey, week two was a week and a half of stuff. If you missed last episode, better go back to that one and give it a little listen.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as always, alphabetical order, we're going to go to the ratings. Brandon mentioned earlier, these ratings are always in the description, you know, wherever you listen to this podcast.
Click that link.
You can see the link.
Oh, yeah.
And so we are going to start, as always, with Alyssa until, theoretically, she possibly goes home at some point. But for now, we're going to keep starting with Alyssa. Alyssa, on the last episode, I had Alyssa at a 5. Alyssa was still in a pretty good position. She was in the majority alliance. But that majority alliance is basically no more now that Amira is gone, in my opinion. I don't think it's really a thing anymore. So Alyssa's got to go down. And Alyssa was also, in my opinion, the number one reason, actually, that Amira is gone. I think Alyssa is the number one person to blame for Amira leaving tonight, honestly. And for that, she has to get a low rating. I didn't know how low to go because I don't think she's one of the next targets. I think Daniel and Nicole are targets ahead of her. You can argue maybe even, well, no, not definitely not Jasmine. But at least Daniel and Nicole are targets ahead of her. So I ended up giving Alyssa a 3.5. I thought she definitely deserved a little bit of a bump down for sure. So took her down 1.5. And it's going to be tough now because she's obviously, I mean, I don't know. What is she going to do with Kyle? I mean, she's so attached to Kyle. Clearly there's going to be conversations about how this vote went down between them. How is Alyssa going to deal with this? Is she just going to be like, okay, Amira's gone. I have to work with Kyle and them anyway. And is she just going to kind of go along with it? Or is she going to be upset? Is she going to try to go against these people? I don't know. Either way, she's not in a good position. She's not in this major alliance. So, you know, not a good week at all for Alyssa. In fact, a very bad week for Alyssa. So it's a 3.5 for me. Brandon, we'll go to you next.
Rough week for Alyssa. Didn't have a good week. Big ally of hers gets put out. She's completely surprised. She's out of the majority alliance. Pretty much kind of everything went wrong for her. We got revealed that Kyle was almost giddy at the thought of getting her out at a point in time over the past couple of days.
Ben, I'm going to send you that clip. You got to watch that clip.
Clip is very funny. It is a very funny clip. He was legit, like, giddy. Like, he was happy with the idea. It was very funny. I put her down 1 from 5-4, so I got her 4 for this week.
Yeah, I mean, I had her 6 last week, which was really high. I brought her down. I got her 5, and here's why I have her still have her to 5, because, again, I haven't seen this Kyle clip. That might change things. But I do think, I don't really care who wins HOH this week. I don't think she's going to be a target. And yeah, I don't remember who her festy bestie or whatever. I refuse. I'm not even going to acknowledge it. Whatever. The twist's stupid. But that does change some things. But I still do think that, obviously, like, she's in the minority in terms of numbers on the house, and her number one ally went home. But she's not going to be a target this week. I don't really care. It doesn't matter who in the leftovers wins. I guess other maybe than Kyle. I don't know. I do not think she'll be a target. So, I mean, she's not in a good spot, but definitely worse than last week. But I do think there's plenty of people worse off than her at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Next up, we got Brittany. Brittany, I bumped up a little bit. Had her 3 last week. She's getting a 4 this week. She, you know, she's in a majority alliance. She's in it. She's in the leftovers. So that's great for Brittany. Obviously has a really tight relationship with Michael now that they're festy. But not that that has anything to do with it, really. But their, you know, their relationship is a really good one. She's also gotten pretty close with Taylor. They've, again, I think I mentioned quickly earlier, they're talking about final 2 deals, Brittany and Taylor. So they're getting closer. And you know, she's in a good spot. She can't screw it up. She needs to stop. I think she did stop this week. She was doing a lot of, just like leaking information, just like for no reason at all. She kind of stopped doing that this week. So hopefully she doesn't go back to her old ways. And she just continues to kind of solidify and get in with this alliance. It would obviously be incredible for Brittany if she could win HOH, definitely, you know, have some power. That would be amazing for her. But, you know, she still has a ways to go up here. And, you know, even though she's in this alliance, she's, you know, she's near the bottom of it. So couldn't go too high on Brittany, but I did give her a 4. Ben, what do you think?
I gave her a big bump this week because, again, she's in this major alliance. And here's another reason why. I mean, I had her a 2 last week. I bumped her up to a 5 because I think if you have these girls that, again, they're in shock, they don't know what happened. Like, their essentially leader, Amira, just went home. I don't think they're going to look at Brittany as a member of that alliance. I just think she doesn't fit in typically with what that, like, she's not the type of person that would align with a Monty and a Kyle and even a Turner to an extent. So I think that if that alliance is going to be found out, I do not think that Brittany is going to be immediately assumed to be in it. So I do think that puts her in a really good spot. Yes, in terms of her actual alliance, she's at the bottom of the totem pole, but we've already discussed that, at least for the moment, this alliance is very loyal. I don't think that if they had power, they'd take a shot at her. So I think she's in a much better spot than she was last week, even being at the bottom of her own alliance.
I have Brittany at a 4 and bumped her up a point. She's gotten to a majority alliance. Is she a good Big Brother player? No. No, she's not. So she doesn't deserve much higher than a 4. Ben with a 3-point bump. Pretty wild, in my opinion. However, she did get in this alliance. She's aligned with Michael very closely. How much Michael values that relationship, I don't know. But nevertheless, Michael's one of the better players in this house. I value him very highly. So it's a 4 for me for Brittany.
Yeah, and I think Michael does value the relationship very highly. The only thing is if, again, with this festy-bestie twist, if they go up on the block, Brittany almost certainly would be the one going home, not Michael. Next up, we have Daniel. I gave Daniel a 3, which is obviously a lower rating than I had him last week. Obviously, he has to be lower because he had a horrible week. He played this week literally as bad as he could have, which almost made me want to go lower. And, you know, you could be listening to this podcast and saying, you should have went lower. You should have gave Daniel a 2 or something. And maybe you're right. But I did give him a 3. Daniel looks like he's going to be one of the next targets. It seems very likely. His position got much worse. And he also got in a big confrontation with Taylor where really no one looks at him in a good way after that, I think. So I can't think of a single good thing that Daniel did all week, to be honest. So it's a 3, and maybe I should have been lower. I don't know. Brandon, what do you think?
I have Daniel at a 3. Look, we should not stress this enough. You know, a 3 is a terrible rating. That is not a good rating. So if anyone thinks he should be lower, I mean, maybe you're right, but 3 is a bad rating for sure. I brought him down a point. He only put himself in a worse position this week. He was shocked by the result that happened. He's not in this majority alliance. He bullies Taylor continuously. He's not really likable. America doesn't like him. I don't think production likes him very much. And we're at the point where Daniel might be the next one out the door. I would guess, if I had to guess right now, he'd be the target. Now, that doesn't mean he's playing the worst. There are players that I think are worse than him. However, Daniel kind of just believes anything that's told to him at any point in time, which is pretty amazing to see someone so gullible just at everything with no evidence. So Daniel's a 3 for me. He's not in good shape. He's probably going home pretty soon.
Yeah, he's toast. I mean, he's toast. I got him at a 3 as well. Had him at a 5 last week. Terrible week for Daniel. I mean, I don't have much more to say than what you guys already said. Other than he's on my team, and if you're on my team, it means that you're probably leaving sooner rather than later. So he's not sitting pretty, and he will probably be out the door very, very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Daniel's in trouble. Next up, we have Indy. I also gave Indy a 3. Again, Indy still not really doing a lot in the game, not included in really any major alliances. And just randomly, for no reason whatsoever, people mention Indy as someone they can target. People mention Indy as someone who might be the reason Amira was evicted tonight, which I have no idea why. But she, you know, she's not really tight with anyone in particular, and she's not in a lot of alliances. So, you know, she has to win some sort of power to at least gain something, to gain any level of respect in this game. Until then, it's going to be very tough. The good thing about, I guess, her game versus Daniel and, you know, another person we're going to mention, is that for now, I don't think people are looking to get rid of her, because why would, you know, she's not a threat. Why get rid of Indy, you know? So I guess she has that going for her, but again, not too impressive there. Ben, what do you think?
I'm keeping her whatever I had her last week. I don't even know what I have her at. Two. All right, I got her two, same as last week. I mean, she's not winning. I think if this is the Indy that we're going to get all season, then I think it's almost impossible for her to win this game. So, again, she's there. She's somebody that I think in like 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be like, she's going to show up on the screen like once in an episode and be like, oh yeah, she's still there. I forgot about her. What's her name again? So, she's not winning. She's kind of just there. She's not doing anything. She'll probably be a pawn like four times this season. But other than that, I don't think she's going to get a whole lot of screen time because she's not doing anything and she's not playing this game at all. So I don't know how really I can give her anything other than a two.
Look, Indy's probably the worst player in this house. If not the worst player, one of the bottom two or three worst players. I made a comment before the podcast. I think he's one of the worst players that have played Big Brother in recent years for sure. Not a lot going on over there. She always seems to be crying and just not in any alliances. She's not really doing anything. She got thrown in the girls, but that alliance is pretty much no more at this point. It's a two for me for Indy. She's bad at the game. Very bad.
All right. Next up, we have Jasmine. Not a ton that changed with Jasmine in terms of just her game, in terms of what she's doing, but obviously losing Amira is a big loss. So I did bump her down a half point. She gets a 3.5. She's just in a worse position. It's really as simple as that. Like, losing Amira, that's not good for Jasmine. Not being included in this major alliance, obviously not good for her. Other than that, you know, she's someone who, she's on a scooter, she's injured. So because of that, she's not a target. No one's looking at her. She'll probably go very, very far, at least to like final nine, final eight, I would say at the very least. Then maybe they'll pick her off. But, you know, without Amira in the game, I think that makes it more difficult for Jasmine, so I had to lower her at least a little bit. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I'm keeping her at a four. Not much from her this week just because her partner was HOH. She didn't have to do anything. Don't even get me started on the scooter thing, Trevor. I'm not even going to get started on it. I just think, honestly, at first, the edit of, like, every time she's on it, it squeaks was kind of funny, and now I'm just kind of over
so
it.
Annoying.
Now I'm over it. It's annoying, whatever.
Grodner loves her.
But I will say, she's on, didn't she have, like, a cane this time? I think she's getting better, because I think she had a cane this time instead of a scooter. But it's whatever. In terms of her actual gameplay, again, there's a reason why I started with her scooter before her gameplay, because I haven't seen a whole lot. I will say this. I'm excited to see on Thursday, as Amira got evicted, she said something to Jasmine, and the only thing I could pick up was something about the Girls Alliance. So I'm excited to see, one, what Amira said to her, and two, how Jasmine's going to take that information, because, I mean, we saw with Julie, like, Amira didn't really know what was going on, so she might have given her terrible information, and Jasmine's got to do what she wants with it. So I'm excited to see Jasmine this week for those reasons, in terms of how she's going to handle what Amira told her and whatever that was.
Ben,
I don't know, but I can't wait. Yeah.
Can I tell you what I thought she was telling Jasmine?
She said something about girls. That's all I heard. But what do you think?
I thought she was asking her something about, like, hey, can you pack my clothes or something about, like, packing. I thought it was – I didn't think
That'd
it was –
be hilarious.
I didn't think it was game
related. I also heard packing. I also heard packing.
I didn't
packing,
hear it.
And I think
just,
it's – again
yeah. –
That,
like Spoiler King said, she basically did not pack.
So I'm guessing she said something along the lines of, can you and the girls help pack my stuff?
Help, yeah,
like
I think
that.
That's what it was.
So if I'm going to wait till Sunday and that's what it's going to be, I'm going to be so upset.
Well, so
I don't think it was game
ready. So here's the thing about Jasmine. She's my least favorite on this season. She's Grodner's favorite, according to Spoiler King. Grodner loves Jasmine. Also, Spoiler King also said about Jasmine that she was milking the wheelie thing, the scooter. And they said that production said, you're done. No more of that. You can use a cane. So supposedly that thing is gone. I also agree with you, Ben. Every time that scooter was on, we had to hear those stupid noises. And it upsets me. Maybe it upsets me because it's Jasmine. I don't like her because she made fun of Taylor and she's not a nice person and she's faking her accent. But that's besides the point. Allegedly. I shouldn't throw that accusation quite out that hard. But she's her accent's not 100% real. I got Jasmine at a 4. In terms of game, I kept her the same. I didn't want to lower her. Yes, this wasn't a great week for her. But it also wasn't like a horrendous week. And I losing Amira was not good. But to me, I don't think Jasmine's in the world's worst spot. Infiltrating this 7-person alliance is gonna be her goal. If she could win an HOH, she can do some damage. We've seen her win an HOH while not being able to walk, pretty much. So, if she wins an HOH, which maybe she does, I didn't want to lower her too much. I'm keeping her at a 4.
Yeah, she might win this HOH. We'll see.
She might. We saw her. She got a ticket on the episode. Ticket. We saw.
So we'll see with that one. Next up, we have Joseph. And, oh, man, Brandon. Joseph, listen, Joseph turned 25.
The man, the myth, the legend, Joseph.
He turned 25. I think it was either on Friday or Saturday. And, you know, it was all over. People were celebrating Joseph's 25th birthday. He has a brain. He's turned into a new man. Here he is. He's here to play the game of Big Brother. And for that, I have to raise Joseph up to a 6.5. I mean, Joseph was really working all week. I mean, he was doing a lot of stuff, a lot of it good. Some of the stuff, a little questionable, not so sure. But, you know, he's been very active in the acting that ensued after the veto ceremony. He was very active in that, very, for the most part, convincing. He might have overdone it a little bit, but he was talking with people. He looked very upset. Oh, I don't want Amira to go. I didn't want this to happen. He was very, he very much played up the acting thing a lot. He also was very instrumental, I think, in helping create the Leftovers Alliance. You know, he had a couple conversations with Taylor, really supporting her. I mean, Joseph really just seems like a great guy, I think, just in general, outside of the game. You know, really, you know, talking to Taylor, talking about, hey, we're here to support you. And, you know, I don't like that people have been saying these things. You know, he had a good conversation with Brittany as well. It really just seems like he's making genuine bonds with these people. Taylor being one of them, Brittany another one. And that's really good. And another thing he's doing, I got to give credit to Taryn on this one. He compared Joseph to Brett from Big Brother 20. In the way that he, you know, he kind of goes around the house and, you know, talks to a lot of people and makes them feel good. I thought Joseph did a really good job. I mean, his social game, I think, is actually really strong. At least this week it was. We'll see if it continues. But I was impressed with Joseph this week. So, yeah, 6.5 for me. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I had to bump him up. Obviously, he's in a major alliance. He has people that have his back. And you know what? Shout out to Joseph for finally showing up, playing like the first round draft pick that he is over there on Team Brandon. I'm impressed with him. I really am. I did not have high expectations for him after he was Pooch's guy for like 2 weeks or whatever. But I think Pooch leaving was actually fantastic for his game because it kind of allowed him to focus a little bit more. And he seems like he knows what he's doing. He's actually a pretty decent player. So again, a 6 for Joseph in a good spot. People like him. Like you said, Trevor, his social game's great. I still think that he probably has the ability to win competitions, so I think he's in a great spot. I really do enjoy him, and that is not something that I thought I would say even a week or a week and a half ago.
Look, Joseph went to the wizard, all right? He asked for a brain, and the wizard delivered with a giga brain, and here we are. Joseph gets a 6 from me. I am so happy. Look, is this the greatest first-round pick of all time that I didn't even want and that I complained about? Yes. Yeah. Yes. That is the truth. He is the greatest first-round pick. I drafted Marvin, and I got Joseph, and I've never been happier. Joseph's killing it with the social game. He started this alliance, the Let's Not Bully Taylor alliance, the Leftovers. I love it. He's been super close with Kyle, Monty, all the boys. They're in the pound. I love it. Joseph is killing it. I bumped up a whole point. He's become one of my favorites in the game. It's no more protein powder and women for Joseph. It's only Big Brother gameplay from the Giga Brain that he got from the Wizard when he met Dorothy. I'm very happy for Joseph. I'm very excited, and he's my favorite player on my team.
And Brandon, you know, when we found out that Joseph was replacing Marvin, I think at one point I said, you know, this might be the greatest gift that you've ever gotten from Big Brother production, because I think they might have gifted you with Joseph saying, hey, Brandon, we know you don't draft well. We're going to gift you with Joseph, and he's going to be the best player. He's going to be the only hope you really have to win a draft.
Look, Grodner knows I don't like her, but this one time she came through, a late birthday gift when we drafted, but she came through and gave me Joseph, and I'm just so happy. I love it. King Joe. As I'm going to call him, King Joey.
Yeah. Joseph's very, very popular for a lot of people right now after this week. Next up, we have Kyle. Kyle's very popular for a lot of people as well, very popular to me. Kyle was great this week. Just, you know, really an awesome week for Kyle. I had to bump him up. I considered going all the way up to an 8. Ultimately, I stopped a little bit short of that, went with a 7.5. But Kyle, he was the best player in our last episode in terms of my rating, and he remains the best player in terms of my rating this episode. Kyle just did a fabulous job this week. I mean, being very instrumental in the creation of The Leftovers, obviously involved in a lot of discussions with, you know, the other guys, and even Brittany and Taylor as well. Just, you know, all week, very, just always thinking, you know, he had a lot of plans. Even after Amira and Terrence were up on the block, and it seems like the plan was already set in motion, Amira was going to be going home, he was trying to think of contingency plans. How can we pin the vote on Daniel and Nicole? How can we make sure that we are, our hands are wiped clean from this blindside? How can we do that? And he was thinking and thinking, trying to come up with plans. A little, if I dare say, a little Tyler-esque, Tyler Crispin from Big Brother 20, a little bit like that. Again, a long way to go before you can be considered as good as Tyler. But we saw some signs this week. It's very impressive. In addition, just a lot of good moments throughout, a lot of funny moments. With the Alyssa situation, it definitely still seems clear to me that Kyle does like Alyssa, but he actually had a conversation with Alyssa, I think on Feeds, one or two nights ago. Where he basically kind of told Alyssa, you know, outside of this house, I might be interested, but inside of this house, I really just want to, you know, focus on the game. It seemed like Alyssa, for the most part, took it pretty well. So that's a good sign for him. We just have to see now how he manages this blindside with Alyssa and with the rest of the house. How does he manage that? How does he handle it? So we will see, but for now, really good stuff all around for Kyle. Brandon, what do you think?
Kyle is the best player in this house at the moment. He has done a fabulous job positioning himself and making these amazing relationships. I was nervous drafting him because I thought he was a little over the top and I thought he'd be just a little bit too much. Similar to like my personality, honestly. It's just like, you know, just very over the top, very loud, very out there. But he has this like calming sensation about him almost, which is like so amazing considering his personality. While being bubbly, he's so approachable, so friendly. He's done an amazing job with his social game. And then strategically, he's positioned himself so well. This backdooring of Amira and blindside of Amira was a fabulous plan by him. Fabulous. So Kyle got a 7.5 for me as well. I originally had him at 7.5. I was thinking about it. I was like, we need to bump up to a 7.5. He's the best player in this game at the moment. And I love him very, very much. 7.5 for Kyle for me.
I agree with everything you said, Brandon. I think he is absolutely the best player in this game. I think, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I think that this season and the way this season goes is very reliant, at least in a way, on Kyle's gameplay. I think Kyle is the driving force of this season at the moment. I think the longer that Kyle's in that house, the better of a season we're going to have, just because of if he's continuing to lead this gameplay. It's very impressive, and it's very entertaining. He's fun. He's easy to like. He's fun. He hasn't done anything to upset really anyone, both in the house and the audience, up to this point. So I think as long as he is in that house, this season is going to go in a positive direction. I'm knocking on wood. I hope I'm not jinxing it. But I'm very high on Kyle. Again, I got him at a 7. I don't have anybody above a 7. He's got the highest score. Or I guess I should say tied for the highest score on my rankings. I can't say enough great things about him. You guys already said a bunch of stuff about him, so I'll shut up. But I like him. I think he's fantastic. I don't hate the Tyler-esque comparison. I didn't want to give him an 8 because it's early and 8's very high, and the only person I've ever given an 8 this early is Tyler. But I love Kyle. I can't say enough good things about him. I hope that he continues to stay in this house and continues to do what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And that brings us to another very great player, a player who had an impressive week. That player is Michael. Michael, another veto. Regardless of if it's Mickey Mouse or not, it's on the stat sheet. He has three.
It is a Mickey Mouse veto. We don't have to debate it. It is.
He has three vetoes. You know,
look on the stat sheet on tab two, which everyone should be looking at right now. It says three vetoes. So
pretty impressive. So Michael, another really impressive week. I mean, just really, obviously, he's part of the leftovers, so that's huge for him, shoring up his alliance with, or his relationship with Taylor. They definitely have a really good relationship there. And then obviously his relationship is really good with Brittany. The only thing that I didn't love that Michael did was pairing with Brittany, honestly. I didn't think that was the best pairing for him in the moment when he did it after the HOH comp. I thought that maybe he could have picked Terrence, for example. I thought maybe that would have been a better pick, or picking even like Indy possibly could have been a better pick for him. Someone who not only is going to go home ahead of him, which Brittany also will go home ahead of him, but also someone who he's not close with and someone who now he's not in an alliance with, which I think, you know, we saw a lot of the like taking advantage of. You don't want to be paired with someone in your alliance. But even though Brittany wasn't in Michael's alliance, I think he probably should have been thinking, hey, I'm close with her in general, so I probably shouldn't want to be paired with her. Nevertheless, that's a little nitpick there. Michael's been very impressive, continuing to do better and better every week with his social game. And obviously, strategically, thinks the game very well. It's going to be very interesting to see. And again, this is way down the line, but if this alliance does do a little bit of a steamroll here, how Michael navigates the end game, because he has very good relationships with Brittany and Taylor. He has a very good relationship with Kyle. And even good, I mean, he has pretty good relationships with Monty and Joseph too, all the people in his alliance, you know? So that's going to be interesting to see how he navigates it. Could shape up for a very interesting end game. But Brandon, what do you think about Michael?
Michael got a 7. It is my second highest score. I think strategically, he is the best player in this game. One worry that we had is socially, could he be there? You know, he's a little timid, but he's been quite good. He's in this majority alliance. He's in a lot of alliances, frankly. He's trusted by a lot of people. I'm not going to say too much more about him, but Michael is my personal favorite. I hope he wins. Kyle would also be a great winner, but Michael is my personal favorite of this cast. It's a 7 for me.
I've been very impressed with Michael. Again, I was very adamant on, like, I don't know how he's going to fit in. He, like you said, Brandon, he's very timid. He seems like he's shy. He knows a lot, and he's very smart. I mean, the dude's an attorney, but socially, I was worried about him. I think he's, if I was giving out like a most improved or most impressive, like, I've been most impressed with Michael because of exactly what I was worried about in terms of his social presence. It's impressive. Like, anytime that you see a group of people in that house doing anything, he's there. He's always there. He's always in the group of whatever's going on. Anything important going on in that house, he is there. And he knows. He's smart. He's a smart player. He knows that he can only trust himself. He can't trust what other people are saying. So if you can't trust what other people are going to tell you, then look at it, investigate for yourself, and he's doing a great job. Now, if people start to catch on to that, hey, Michael seems to be everywhere all the time, that might be an issue. But he's a smart guy. As of right now, he's in a fantastic position. He's definitely either the first or second best player in this house. And I can't say enough good things about him. I had to bump him up to a 7 just because of how impressed he is, how socially people really like him. They're drawn to him. He's not upsetting anyone. He's not ruffling any feathers, but he's there and he's involved and he's doing everything he needs to do without being the face of this house, or hopefully in his case, like, if the opposite alliance gets power, they're not going to target him because he's not going to be viewed as the head of the snake. So, I mean, again, super impressed with Michael. I could absolutely see him winning this whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to have him on my team. Next up.
Oh, shut up, Trevor. You got him and Kyle. It's like every year. It's like, this is ridiculous.
All right. Next up is Monty. I'll go quick with Monty. I gave him a 6 bump up for Monty up to the 6. Again, he's included in this alliance. So, you get included in the majority alliance, you improve your position, you go up in rating. In terms of strategy, again, Michael's kind of, again, he's very good in the alliance. Like, he's playing along with this alliance. He's very good in it. He's solid. So just like Joseph, he's doing some of the acting. He's getting involved in that. He's playing it very well. He's convincing. he's doing a good job, you know? Nothing spectacular, but he's doing a good job. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I had to bump him up because he is a driving force of this major alliance. People like him. I still think, you know, again, he's shown promise in terms of a competitor in competition. So, I'm not going to go into too much detail on him. Again, I don't think he's on the level of Kyle or Michael, obviously. His score reflects that. But he has improved a lot these last couple weeks from where I thought he was, even like week one. He's definitely shown that he understands the game. He understands relationships. He showed on tonight's episode that he's a pretty decent liar. So that I think that will be important moving forward. So again, 6 for Monty, impressed. I think he's an above average player. I'm very interested to see how he handles being in this major alliance moving forward. And if he is going to be viewed as eventually down the line as kind of the first shot taken within the alliance, we'll see.
Monty, I have it at 5.5. I bumped him up, and I gave him that half a point simply because he got put in that major alliance, and that's a big deal. I also think he's kind of one of the leaders of the alliance. He's up there. You know, there's 3 guys. Joseph himself and Kyle are very important, integral for that alliance. Same with the Pound. So it's a half a point bump for me up.
All right. Next up, a player who definitely did not improve their game. That is Nicole. In fact, Nicole is getting my lowest rating of the week. It's a 2.5 for Nicole. And I almost put Daniel also a 2.5 because I think, in my opinion, I think they have to be the lowest too because they are actively this week doing things that are destroying their game, absolutely destroying it. Like Indy, she's just kind of there. You know, she's been not good the whole time, but she's not like getting in fights. She's not just like outright destroying her game. I think Nicole completely destroyed any shot she had of winning the game this week. I really do. I had her 5 last week. It's 2.5. She got in this conversation with Taylor. I don't understand why she was so upset about it. I'm not really sure. I think she's just upset that maybe America won't like her. I don't really know, to be honest. In addition, when it came to this vote with Amira and Terrence, she didn't do good with that either because she went back and forth. She flip-flopped. Ultimately, she did vote out Terrence, which was the wrong side of the vote. And people might pin it on her anyway because she was such a flip-flopper. She was very like, oh, I don't know, Terrence, I love you so much. I don't want to have to vote you out. She was kind of expressing that, like letting that be known to other people, going back and forth, talking about throwing sympathy votes with Daniel. Ultimately, Daniel did throw the sympathy vote. Nicole did not. Just everything went wrong for Nicole. It had to be a very low rating. And I think, based on this week, I think she deserves to have the lowest rating. I think she does. Brandon, what do you think?
Look, Nicole's... Where do we start? Nicole had a horrible week. She doesn't know what she's doing. She has a horrible read on the house. She's not anywhere close to the majority alliance. She's not even in the girls, really. And I gave her a 3.5, a 1-point bump down. Trevor, you gave 2.5 point bump down, so that's a big one. I think she's more of a cable player than like a Terrence or an Indy. But her game is in deep jeopardy. Deep jeopardy. 3.5 for me.
I mean, Nicole is aligned with Daniel. I've kind of had their scores reflective of that this entire season, so I'm gonna keep her, or not keep her, but I'm gonna have her at the same score that I had Daniel, which is a 3 again. For every reason that Daniel's score went down, I think Nicole's is the same. Like, people don't like her. She's been mean to people. Her reputation, even not just in, like around the country and the viewers, but even in the house, I think is going down. Same thing I said with Daniel. I will say with Nicole, I do not think that she will be in this house much longer. I think her time is coming to an end this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this week, and again, maybe Jasmine will win HOH. Maybe someone else will win HOH that maybe she could stay another week, but... you know, she's definitely in danger. Her, Daniel, most likely people to go home. Next up, we have Taylor. You know, Nicole, big bump down. Taylor, big bump up. I had Taylor at 3 last week. She was obviously in a very bad position. She was the most likely person to go home last time she spoke. Now, it's wildly different. It's a 5.5 for Taylor because, you know, she's finally being included in things. She is in the Leftovers Alliance now. And this is kind of like the fresh start for her. This is her chance to show, is Taylor a good player? Is she not? We're going to find out because she hasn't really gotten a chance up until this point. Now we're going to see. She has already made a really good relationship with Britney. They're in talks about a potential final two, stuff like that. She has this close relationship with Michael. That's important. You know, she's talking with Joseph a lot. They have a pretty good relationship. You know, she talks with Monty, you know, every now and then. She talks with Kyle. So she's making these relationships. She's doing a good job. Again, I don't know if her game knowledge is super high. So strategically, she's certainly not up there with Michael, per se. Well, no one's up there with Michael. Michael, I think, knows everything there is to be known about Big Brother. But nevertheless, I like what she's done socially. And another just little tidbit that I think could, I guess, show maybe what potential she has for the game. I think a really good quality, I think arguably in life to have, and I think also that can translate to the game, is that Taylor pretty much all the time is very genuinely showing how much she cares about the other person she's talking about. And I think that's something that theoretically...
Super empathetic.
Yeah, she's very empathetic. And I think theoretically that can make other people feel good about her. It hasn't in the first couple weeks. But I think theoretically that's something that can be a really good quality in this game. So I think that's something that could point toward her potential in this game. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a 3 for her last week. I got her at a 5 this week, a 2-point bump from last week to this week. Again, for everything you said, Trevor, like she was scooped up by this alliance that had the right intentions. They saw what was going on and they said, forget that. Like if they're going to target her, then we're going to pick her up and she's going to be a great asset for us. So again, like you said, is she the best player in the house? No, but she has good relationships. The people that are willing to talk to her enjoy talking to her. I think that, again, like she is a decent player in terms of if people are going to give her the time of day, then she has the opportunity to build strong relationships. So she's not going to get the highest score, but she's definitely improving, at least in terms of her win equity, because of the position that she's in, which was way better than it was even 3-4 days ago, especially, or I guess compared to even that being 2 weeks ago. I mean, she is in such a better spot now than she was just a little while ago. So impressive position for Taylor, especially again where she was. So an average score. I don't think she's anything special, but she's definitely come a long way in the last couple weeks.
Taylor, I didn't bump up as much as you guys. I love Taylor. He's also one of my personal favorites on the season. I only brought up 1.204. I don't think she's a super capable strategic player, at least yet. She's incredibly nice, and Trevor, you make a wonderful point about being there for people, talking to people, and being super empathetic is a great trait in life, and it's a great trait in the Big Brother house, and I don't think that's something that you can really learn. I think some people just kind of have it. She definitely has it. I'm interested to see how far that'll take her, and hopefully it does bring her further because I like her a lot, but I couldn't bring her up as much as you guys. She is towards the bottom of this alliance. Nevertheless, she is in the alliance. Do I think that she's going to win? No, I don't, sadly. I don't. So I couldn't raise her up quite as much as you guys thought from her rating last week, but I did bring her up a full point, which is a big bump for it is for Taylor.
All right. Next up, we have Terrence. Terrence, I gave a 3, same rating as last week. Not much really changed with Terrence. I mean, he was on the block this week. He survived the block. He did campaign. Like, he was making an effort. He made, you know, he had, like, little one-on-one meetings with pretty much everyone in the house. He did more campaigning than Amira, I'll tell you that, because Amira was pretty confident she was staying. Terrence, you know, really had no idea if he was staying or not. So he was making efforts. You know, he was trying to campaign. He was going around talking to people. It's good to see that, you know, at the very least, like, he's making efforts. He's trying to talk to people. And, you know, people started including him in, not alliances, but at least, like, he was almost, like, in a way, I guess, part of the plan for this, like, blindside, in a way, of, like, trying to pin votes on Daniel and Nicole. I don't even know if it amounts to much, but it's just something there. I think Terrence is at least, in theory, doing slightly better. I don't want to have this whole, like, high 3 versus low 3 debate that you guys had on Monday. But it feels like Terrence might be a little better than he was a couple days ago. But that's not saying a lot. Still in a very bad position. Ben, what do you think?
So I bumped him up a point, but it's from a 2 to a 3, so it doesn't really, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I just thought I'd give him a little sympathy point because he survived the block. But I will say this, if that dude's going to act like he did this past week getting nominated where he's super chill about it, then people are just going to keep nominating him. So he's probably going to be a pawn for like the next year, like pretty much every day for like the next 30 years because of the way he was. If you're going to be super chill about that, then people are going to have no issue nominating you because they know that you're not going to blow up in your face. So I think that's an issue for him. He's still not in a good position. He still hasn't done a whole lot, but he survived the block, so I thought I'd throw him a point from a 2 to a 3.
I got Terrence at a 2. I'm not raising him. Ben, you made a good point. He was so chill about being on the block. He's going to be up there again. And truthfully, even if he gets put on the block, what is anyone going to, like, what is he going to do about it? Like,
nothing.
It's not like he's going to gain a ton of power. And if he does, that'd be wild. I'd be quite surprised if Terrence wins HOH ever. Don't think he's going to win this game. He's not a good player. 2 it is for Terrence.
Yeah, and I think one other thing to mention, like, he made the decision tonight about wanting to pair with Monty and Joseph. I do not think that was a good decision for him.
I think it's a terrible decision.
Yeah, it was not a good decision. If he goes up on the block with Monty and Joseph, he would go home pretty clearly. I guess if I were to go through it, I'm trying to remember the pairs as we speak, but if I had to have picked who he should have chosen, it should have been either the Nicole pair or the Daniel pair. Probably the Nicole one, to be honest, if he was going to pick.
I would have done Nicole and Taylor, for
yeah,
sure.
Probably Nicole and Taylor is who he should have picked. But nevertheless, he did not do that, so that makes his position a little worse. Last but not least, we have Turner. Turner, another player, have to give him a bump up. I am at the same rating as Taylor. It is a 5.5 for Turner. What started as a potential very bad HOH ended up being a really good one for Turner. I mean, this really elevates his position in this game, and he is part of this big alliance, for a second, I think I forgot that Turner was part of the Leftovers, but he is part of it. I don't know. I guess that's how forgettable Turner can be sometimes. But he is part of the alliance, which is good for him. He's involved. So, good week overall for Turner. Obviously, the way he made a stand for Taylor in the veto ceremony, actually, I think is a really good thing. I think that's something that can, obviously, outside the game, it's a good thing. You know, people like that. But I think in the game, actually, strategically, I think it's actually a good thing. I think standing up for someone in the game can be a pretty good thing. So credit to Turner for that. And obviously getting out of Mira, the exact target he should have had at the beginning of the week. So because of that, he has to get a bump up. 5.5 from me. Brandon, what do you think?
I kept Turner at a 5. I didn't do anything with him. I think overall his HOH was really, 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 really great. Honestly, I should have... You know, I'm changing it. He's going to a 5.5. He had a good week. He really did have a good week. I changed my opinion on this. He got out a target that probably would eventually target him. Maybe not first on our list, but that's probably his biggest target. And honestly, if you think about it, the girls aren't going to target him. They're going to try to figure out who's behind his stuff, who betrayed them. Turner didn't betray them. Turner wasn't with them. Then on top of that, Turner's in the Leftovers, and he stood up for Taylor. He gets a bump up, 5.5. Ben, I am very excited looking at your rating. What the heck you're going to say? Because he did actually have quite a good week. So let's hear what your rating is.
Well, actually, I was literally about to... I'm going to change. I'm going to keep him the same. I was going to bump him down, but I was going to keep him the same. I was actually going to change it before you changed it, Brandon, believe it or not. But I'll keep him at a 5.
I'm not going to believe it. I think you're just copying me.
I'm not, because we have different scores. You bumped him up 0.5. I kept him the same. I'll keep him at a 5. I think there's reasons to bump him up. There's also reasons to bump him down. Obviously, like you said, the reasons to bump him up, well, his HOH went well. He got out a huge target. He's now in this alliance that seemingly is going to be very loyal to him. But I don't know, man. The way that he gave that speech, just he was kind of talking down to his house guests. And I don't know. That maybe that won't mean a whole lot. Maybe they're not going to take that personally. But I could see a Jasmine or even an Alyssa or really anyone on that other side of the house, they might not take that lightly, and he might be an easy person to throw up for that reason. So, again, maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe it's not that serious, but just the way that he worded that, like he was basically calling them all immature and he's the youngest person and he's better than all of them because of the way they're acting compared to how he's acting. He shouldn't be telling them this because he's the most immature one. Just, I don't know, that... I could see that rubbing someone the wrong way. So if someone on that other side of the house gets power, that might be bad for him. So I do think there's pros and cons to this week for Turner. Maybe if you had to put them together, maybe the pros outweigh the cons. But to me, it's close. So I'm just gonna keep them the same. I'm not gonna get any messier with Turner here. I'll just keep them the same.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our ratings. Anything else you guys like to say before I got a couple announcements and then we're gonna wrap up the pod.
Yeah, my team's terrible. I'm so embarrassed.
I love my team.
I take this very seriously. I did not take this lightly. I'm very embarrassed. And I promise that next year my performance will be better. And
what's crazy too, Ben, is you're historically so good at these drafts. Like so good.
I mean, sometimes you gotta get lucky. Like I mean, trust me. I mean, Trevor has a really good team. Like, that's not luck. But I'm saying, like, sometimes you get a player that you didn't think would be good that's good. My team, they, for whatever reason, they all just said, oh, we don't like Ben, so we're going to all be terrible because we're on his team. I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the podcast there for today. If you made it here, a couple announcements. Next week, we got a lot of fun stuff going on for the Small Ballers. All of us are going to be together, so we are going to have two live podcasts. The Small Baller Podcast will be live next Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, next Sunday. And this podcast will be live next Friday when it comes out. I don't know. We'll see when it comes out. It'll be next Friday, though. So that is going to be very, very exciting to have all of us in person. And we are going to have a special guest on both of those episodes. So please stay tuned for that. Both of them will be great episodes. But with that being said, thank you all so much for listening today. We really appreciate all the support on this podcast. Of course, all the podcasts on the Small Baller Network. We appreciate it very, very much. Subscribe to this podcast. Leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter at The Small Ballers so you can stay up to date when all these podcasts go live. And with that being said, thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.